Psalm 66 says, "Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name, make his praise glorious." So as we gather for worship this morning, I invite you to shout and to sing in the glory of our Lord's mighty name in this week following Easter Sunday. Share the announcements of the church. Third Thursday senior luncheon is this week, 11:30 a.m. in the chapel. Next Sunday is Presentation Sunday, and that means that our second-year confirmands will be leading and speaking at both services, so I encourage you to be here to hear from them and hear what their young minds have to say about their belief in Jesus Christ. April 30th, we have a special congregational meeting planned with a different morning schedule, so please be aware of that. 9 a.m. Sunday School and Faith Village and Confirmation. Also at 9 a.m., we'll have Elliot Nofsinger with Youth for Christ in the Outback. We'll have a special presentation for adults of the congregation. We'll have worship at 10 a.m., and then the special meeting will follow that service. There are meeting packets available on a table in the narthex, and that meeting is focused in on the position of a youth and young adult minister here at St. John's. So encourage you to be praying about that and attend that meeting. Registration for Vacation Bible School is open this week, so if you have young children, please check out that website and then look over all of the other announcements in the calendar of the week on page 6 and 7.
Our opening scripture this morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Let's begin with prayer. Almighty God, you raised Jesus from the grave and you crowned Him Lord of all. We confess that we have not bowed before Him or always acknowledged His rule in our lives, that we have gone along with the way of the world and failed to give Him the glory due His name. So yes, we ask that you would forgive us and raise us from sin, that we may be your faithful people, obeying the commands of our Lord Jesus Christ, who rules the world and is head of the church, His body. Amen. Here from Colossians chapter 2, when you were dead in trespasses, God made you alive together with Him, and He forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. We are forgiven in Christ. Amen.
Please rise as you're able for our opening numbers. Selected psalms from Psalms 92 to Psalm 101, all verse 1s. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. And again, sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. I will sing of your love and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing your praise. We will begin with Come, Now is the Time to Worship, followed by Shout to the Lord.
Come, now is the time.
invite you now to greet each other in the name of Jesus. And I invite any children who are here to come forward for a children's message together. So I don't know if you'll believe this. I think I had the 8 o'clock service convinced on my amazing, incredible story. But I have a story to share with you. And please believe me when I say it. So I was driving to church this morning. And as I was driving along, out of the woods, there was a woods right next to the road, out of the woods, jumped this hippo, and his mouth crushed the front of my car. And I thought he was going to eat me. But luckily, the volcano that was right next to the woods exploded. The lava came down and swept that hippo away, but it was also sweeping my car away. So I opened the hatch on the top of my car, used the jetpack, flew out. As I was getting closer to the church, vultures attacked me, and they pelted a hole right in my fuel tank, and my jetpack started going out of control. Luckily, there was a balloon floating in the sky. I grabbed it and floated all the way here to be here this morning.
That was crazy. Or you could have landed on a freight train.
Yeah, it's a very hard story to believe, right? It's wild and crazy and beyond our imagination.
This reminds me of going on a freight train to church.
But we can imagine maybe how the disciples were feeling when they started hearing rumors and words that Jesus was alive again. They haven't seen him yet, but people were saying, we've seen him, he's alive, he's risen, and some of them had a hard time believing, one of them specifically being Thomas. Thomas wasn't with the other disciples when Jesus first showed up, but then Thomas was with them, and Thomas said, even though the other disciples were saying, listen to our wild, crazy, incredible story, Thomas said, unless I see it and put my finger where his nail marks were and on his hands and the wound on his side, I will never believe. Thomas was with them, and Jesus showed up again, and he said, peace be with you. And he said to Thomas, put your finger here and here, stop doubting and believe. Do you think Thomas believed at that point? Yeah. He said, my Lord and my God. He fell down to worship him. And Jesus said, do you believe because you see me? Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet believe. So if Thomas got to see Jesus, and it helped him believe the story, we don't get to see the physical Jesus, so it's harder for us. But Jesus said, blessed are you if you can believe without seeing. And so at Easter, we have this wild, amazing, crazy story, even maybe more wild than my hippo story, right? Which is true, by the way.
No, it's false.
It is false, yeah, right. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving Thomas so much and helping him to believe that you were alive. Help me to believe in you forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Share with you an additional prayer request this morning, praying for Jared and Brittany Badenhop. Brittany's mother, Deb Weddleman, shared with me before worship that Brittany is about 27 weeks pregnant, and the unborn child has been diagnosed with spina bifida, and they've already operated on that unborn child, and there's some other things coming on that is going to be happening, and so we can be praying for Brittany and Jared in their unborn child. So let's bow before God in prayer. Lord, in this time of prayer, we come before you knowing you as God, knowing the truth of the Easter resurrection. Lord, I pray that we would each know verses of Scripture that assure us of your power, of your authority, of your love and your grace. You have blessed us with the written word. And Lord, from that word, we soak up knowledge about you and what you've done and what you do and what you can do. And Lord, that is captured in the resurrection of Easter and the power and the authority that you have over the grave that though Jesus died on the cross, crucified for our sins, that we might know forgiveness. He arose from the grave, that we would have assurance of faith. Lord, who one of us can blame Thomas for doubting and not believing? And yet, when he physically saw Jesus himself, he believed and recognized Jesus as Lord and as God. Lord, we thank you for this revelation. In each Easter, we pray that that truth would fall afresh upon us and would renew our strength, renew our faith, for we know that you are a God of faithfulness. So Lord, as we continue to live each day, we pray that we would be your shining lights, we would be your bearers of the gospel truth, that we would have encouragement and comfort for others, if people have encouraged and comforted us. Lord, we pray for the people in our list of concerns. And this morning, we pray for Brittany and for Jared and their unborn child. Lord, we pray for strength for them. We pray for peace and understanding. We pray for a spirit of perseverance. Lord, we praise you for the medical team that is working with them and tending to them. Lord, we pray for all of their families as they have this deep concern. And we just pray for the miracle of healing. We pray for your sustaining hand to be upon them in these days and in these weeks. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of knowing the hope that we have in Christ. Lord, continue to walk with us as we walk with you, that we might be walking in your truth, in your path for each of our lives. To bring you honor and glory, we pray. Now hear us as we unite together in the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
This morning's sermon scripture is taken from John chapter 20, verses 24 through 31. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is God's holy word.